Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
And special guest, Diana D'Amico. Hello, Diana.
I'm super happy to be here, too. Pronouns she, her. I'm super excited to play with you guys.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. This is a extreme honor, extreme treat to have you on. I don't know if we've played a D&D together. We were on a D&D panel at some point, and we've collabed on various other things in the past.
Yes. Tell folks where they might know you from, or...
So I am very recently formerly of Die Hard Dice. I'm one half of Bard and Barbarian, and I do all of the storytelling over on Renegade Games channel. So I run a Vampire the Masquerade Chronicle entitled The Nightlife, as well as a Hunter the Reckoning Chronicle entitled The Day Shift.
Awesome.
What's your Twitter handle?
At D'Amico Diana. I will give you $5 if you spell that without reading it off of YouTube after this.
You heard it here. That's legally not binding, though.
Tim will give you $5.
I'll give you everything that I own.
Everything.
All the money he got from tattooing the blue lives.
Yeah, from illicit tattoos. When I'm on my iPhone Notes at Apology Tour, I'll stop by your house and give a press conference.
There you go. All right.
Bachman and Jennifer... our bitter rivals of Diana. I'm kidding. No, we knew that Jennifer wasn't going to be here.
News to me.
Have you ever seen them at a convention? Jennifer, yes, but...
I don't think I've seen Bachman at a convention.
Never.
There's some bad blood with Die Hard. Jennifer Bachman sided with the Die Hard. We sided with Diana.
Die Hard got him in the divorce.
Yeah. You gotta pick a side, even if everyone's fine and cool. No. We've decided to each pick a side. Like, that'll make things worse. Exactly. We knew Jennifer wasn't going to be here, but, freaking the internet doesn't always work for people in this country. So, come November, you know what to do.
Burn it down?
Yes.
We're having a classic D&D Saturday, including a double episode recording, so shit might get a little weird.
We used to record two episodes a night on Tuesdays or Thursdays or Wednesdays, and after a while we're like, why the fuck are we doing this? Even though having every other week free ruled, it was just so much energy. But today's Saturday, we all spent today watching various Viking media, I assume.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers. A small creature seems to have sought out the corner of your eye, and it went in through a hole.
I take out the head of the carrion crawler.
He goes for a little high five, and he waves for you to follow him deeper.
We do.
I go through.
Twitch, if you donate 500 bits, I will fart in the tunnel.
It's echoing in the crack.
Those cheeks are clapping.
It's such a loud fart, okay. A couple rocks fall down.
It sounds like a slow clap. Yes. It's like
a cobalt, no!
This is the worst day of Celine's life.
Celine's hair color changes, I think.
Point back to Little Petey 2.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that you did call him Little Petey 2. Okay.
So, when you get close enough, LP2 runs ahead and you see all these little guys.
This place is where it's going to collapse.
So, how do you know that it's going to collapse?
Somebody has been digging tunnels.
More tunnels?
Yeah. We can show you on one condition. We keep finding all this junk metal, and we need someone to take it away.
He points over to a side passageway, which is glinting with just chunks of theanite.
This is all property
Yes! We'll be happy to take this off of your hands.
You can call me Big Petey.
Just if you were to give me, like, not all, but like a lot of this theanite, I could make you some really cool stuff.
This sounds like embezzlement and it would be a crime.
Hey, I could probably make you some, like, goggles that let you see in the dark.
How much theanite would it take to do that?
How about this? What if we get miner equipment, donate to that you, and then you help us mine this stuff?
We can talk about it, I guess.
Okay.
All right, follow me this way.
We go.
And he brings you deeper into the mine. You hug LP2 goodbye, and Big Petey leads you deeper into the realm of knockers. So you can tell the tunnels here are, this is not dwarven workmanship. These are shoddy tunnels made by, fairly sure, these little guys.
Enthusiasts, not professionals.
They are very enthusiastic, if not necessarily super skilled.
Same.
But the tunnels are getting a little bit tighter as you go down deeper.
I don't like that.
Chuck and Rorik are both very big, so that's not great. And you've gone far enough where you can't hear the settlement behind you anymore, and it's become sort of eerily silent. You started to notice these sort of unusual symbols scratched into the wall, and it's so weird because it, like, your eyes hurt when you look at them. It's like your characters wouldn't know this, but it's kind of like trying to watch like a 3D movie without 3D glasses on, that sort of thing. But it's just these symbols that are scraped into a wall. So it's like, you don't know what to make of it.
Gotcha. I can't wait until my next character, who's absolutely a warlock, and is absolutely going to take the thing that can read all languages. And be like, what does it say, actually, though?
It still doesn't say anything for some reason.
Whoa! My eyes of Hadar, or whatever they're fucking called. How dare?
And that's when you found the ladder. The ladder down. There is this really sort of unpleasant pictogram warning none to enter, but it was clear that it had been used. This passage has been used quite a bit.
Do you think this ladder's safe for someone my size? I'm 8 times larger than you, easy.
Sure. I'm not sure who's talking.
Isn't it Big Petey?
No. Oh, yeah. Well, Big Petey has waved goodbye to you.
So no one's with us.
Lucy is still with you.
Okay, I don't give a shit. I'll go down first, gang. But I also want to take out some paper and do a scratch etching over all the stuff, if I could, please.
Sure.
That classic thing we all know and love.
Yes.
Mm.
And I want to be the first one down, because I figure, well, I don't want to be last. I don't want any of them to weaken it. And it's probably worse for them if I go first, but I'm the only one that can res. Well, I'm the only one that can bring him back, but, you know, I'm the best at it.
Mm-hmm.
I go second.
This is still the whole group.
Yeah.
We're talking about.
Right, Celine? Yeah, I'm Celine. Jennifer said I can play her character if I want.
Hey, I'm Screech.
I'm Screech over here.
Is it Screech or is it Drop Bear?
I think it's Drop Bear.
Oh, no one knows. So the tunnels, they seem older and even shoddier down here. And it's definitely like they've turned back in on themselves. So we're going back underneath everything else. So having shoddy tunnels down here feels a little bit bad.
Mm-hmm.
Are any of them in a way that we can like slide down it in a cool scene?
Yeah.
Where like it feels like it's a little dangerous. But
did
it's...
I say ladder? I meant chute.
Oh.
There was a chute.
Okay.
And you went right down it. It was so cool.
I rub bacon grease on my bottom and scoot down.
It seems like you've run into like another settlement down here. Like it seems like a place where people live. Like it looks very similar to the Knocker settlement up above, but no one ran out to greet you. And that's when the shaking started happening and the rumbling and the little, you know, the little like streams of dirt falling out of the rock above you and stuff like that all happened. And then there was a huge noise, like an explosion, and everything went black.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Dan, can you describe your character for us and the audience?
Sure. Dahlia is a summer Eladrin, so she's very tall and slender and has sort of glowing skin, but a very sort of like 1920s starlet intensity to the makeup that she's applied to her face. It's a little bit scary, I'm not gonna lie, you guys. She's got jewelry covering every square inch of skin that you can see, and is wearing studded armor, but you can barely tell because of the sort of like flowing velvet cape dress thing that she's wearing. And she's dramatically sort of leaning back against a walled rock face there, hand to her forehead.
And then you look down and you see two unconscious bodies on the ground. Two large unconscious bodies.
Two 6.5 feet tall bodies. One big, one thin.
Do I have any inclination as to where they came from, or did they just like...
Well, you've been searching down in this mine for various reasons.
Sure.
And you just literally run into these people out of nowhere. Looks like there maybe was some sort of... There's rubble everywhere. It seems like there's a big big hole in the side of the wall that looks like it was just ripped through. Something crazy happened here, but you don't know what.
Okay. What do Chuck and Rourke look like?
Rourke is tall, with orangey colored skin and hair that is curly, fluffy, and a little poofy with it's blue.
It's blue now. Okay, hell yeah.
White. It's white. I can't remember. I'm so sorry. I can't remember what color it is.
The art is white, but, you know, I feel like Rourke would change it. Who's to say?
Yeah, it's white.
Chuck is a hobgoblin who has kind of salt and pepper, thick hair tied up into a bun, or at least it was. Big beard, mustache, wearing a red and green, like a red scale mail with like a green leather armor over it, probably with a big ass backpack on him as well. And he's big, big belly, big shoulders, big forearms, meaty, meaty, big chunky boy.
Okay, so I'll kind of take one heeled boot and just sort of like, which one is closer to me?
Let's go with Celine. No, that's not a person.
No, that would be hilarious. Like, as a joke, you are not with these two. And then Bachman and Jennifer showed up for some reason. Like, why did you do this? I love this.
This is such a weird ruse. Rourke is closer to you.
Wonderful. I'll just like tap my heeled boot just very lightly on Rourke's shoulder to see if they stir.
Rourke, you stir.
But, oh, Papa, are you okay? What? Where is it? Who? What is this boot?
Are you all right, my dear?
You have a headache.
Oh. Who? Am I dead?
I don't know. Are you?
Am I dead? Did we die?
You don't look dead.
Okay. That's great.
That's a good start.
What happened? We were walking, and now we're on the ground. We went through a chute?
Yes. You and the one who smells like bacon were just sort of here.
Okay. Where's Celine and Dropbear?
I don't know who those people are. I'm sorry I can't help you. Your friend might be dead, though. Should we see?
That's my dad.
So I will say, Nika, Rourke has a bad headache.
This is true. Ouch, my head.
But no physical damage. No actual damage. It's all RP damage.
Okay. I scramble over to to Chuck and rouse him, shake him.
Ugh, I throw up. I'm dead. Am I dead? I feel like shit. Rourke, what's happening?
Really unpleasant in this enclosed space. I wish you'd held out for just a few minutes. Could we move?
I take off my mask. Say the fuck are you? What'd you do to us? Did you sleep us? Rourke, get behind me.
It's okay. She woke me up. She's an angel.
Well, let's not get carried away. I'm Dahlia Woodford Blackwell Stovage Garrison. It's a pleasure to meet you. And she'll hold out her hand like she's expecting you to kiss her rings.
I'll tap my mace against it. Okay, what are you doing here? Where are we? What's here? I'm Chuck. This is Rourke.
It hardly seems your business what I'm doing here. I might ask you the same thing. What are you doing here? You all snuck up on me.
Well, we're running through the mine.
Well, this is the mine located in Rhymeford, and I'm kind of like the guy that does stuff at Rhymeford, and so you're in that mine, so it's more my business, if that makes sense.
Wonderful. Can you show me where the actual mining happens then? Because I don't see much of it happening right here, and I'd really love to...
Yeah, not here.
...see and observe what happens. Yeah, and if you are familiar with the inner workings of the mine, then you would be a wonderful guide to me. I'd appreciate the assistance, truly. I'll make it worth your while.
We should find Lucy because there's the ants, and I bet we could get one of the ants to take her on a tour.
I'm over here.
Oh my god!
Mace up again. Ready? Who the fuck are you?
It's Lucy!
It's me. It's Lucy.
Oh. I keep my mace up.
I'm just gonna, like, put my hand on Chuck's arms and just, like, press down very lightly so that he lowers the mace.
I do it. Yeah, we don't know where we are. We are following some knocker tunnels, and then something happened, and we fell down hole. So hopefully we are not super far away. Michael, does it look like there's, like, a hole in the roof?
It looks like you have not moved.
Wait.
It looks like this is where you were when whatever happened happened.
If this is where we were, then how do we know that you didn't fall in here with us?
Whoa.
And the rubble fell on top of us, knocking us prone, and then you fell down on top, looking cool as hell.
I'm spotless, darling. Look at my dress. There's no way that I fell down a chute.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
Well, it's a certain type of breeding and taste. It really just... anyway, well, I feel as though I were to wake up here like you all. I just maybe had a more dramatic flair to it. I don't know how I got here either. It's all a little fuzzy.
Oh, you don't know how you got here. Interesting. That's not good. These mines are full of a magical rock, and maybe that's messing with you at some point. But you don't remember where you came from, and you don't know, which I guess means you don't know how to get out. Fun. Great. Cool.
Well, you said that you were the guy who does things here. I do recall you saying that was your title, so perhaps you should be the person to navigate out.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know who the fuck we are, but it's just a... And Michael, I don't know this person.
No, you don't know this person. You've never seen this person before. They've never been in Rhymeford before. You would know.
Do you live here?
Oh, good heavens, no.
Where are you from? Are you from the White Spire?
Is that the rich area?
That's the wizard school.
Where's the rich area?
Oh.
It always has a name like Clearview or some shit like that.
Clearview Shore Pines.
The capital. You're probably from the capital.
I'm from the capital.
Farthold.
Farthold.
It's Spring Breeze Village. It's a gated community.
Well, you're quite far from home, but I guess we're all in a bit of a pickle as well. So I guess we'll put some of those weird questions behind us for the time being, I guess. I don't know. And this is you're not the weirdest thing.
You don't sound very sure.
I'm not. Oh, I'm not. This feels like a bad idea, but you're not the weirdest thing we've found in these mines, so I'm kind of trying to be zen about the whole thing. Just go with the flow instead of having a panic attack.
I'm sorry, you're not a murderer, are you?
Not anymore. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. No.
Inside check? Oh, that's not great. That's an 11. Pretty sure you're a murderer, my friend.
I guess I'll roll a persuasion because I'm not a murderer.
I mean, you saw some shit in the war.
Very true.
I mean, I've done some state-sanctioned shit, but come on, baby. Actually, I think I am technically a murderer due to my hashtag Dungeons & Dragons backstory, but...
Technically a murderer.
Technically.
He was in a war, and so he had to fight, you know, a lot of battles, and one might have to do a murder.
Let's say your family needs bread, right? You steal bread, not a crime.
I'm not familiar with this issue.
Let's say your family needs to get out of a town, and there's a guy in your way, and you bash him. You hope he doesn't die, but you're not sure.
Because you've never looked back.
That's Schrodinger's murder. That doesn't count.
And I don't know about it, so I'm not lying.
Okay.
There you go.
Dahlia looks less interested now.
fuck.
Well, lead the way and I will follow.
Shit. Michael, perception check to figure literally anything out. Please, I'm scared.
What do you do in the capital?
Oh, I manage a bit of business here and there, but I don't work anymore. You see, my ex-husbands, they were very wealthy men, and they left me everything when they disappeared.
You should meet our friend Screech. His family owns this mine.
Really?
Yeah. I bet he could tell you, like, all about mining. He's a coward, though.
You probably heard of the Echo family. That in your circles, you would have heard of Screech Echo's family.
Do I know if Screech is the patriarch of this family? Like, does he actually hold the deeds in question, or like?
He's a bit of a playboy kind of media figure back in Farhold.
Let's say that his family was murdered outside of a. Opera house, and so now he
in a dark alley.
A dark alley, and he gallivants at night using his amassed wealth to rid the world of crimes and things like that. He has a cape,
which is why we're not sure if it was Screech Echo who is with us or Drop Bear.
Yeah.
He's Batman. He's a Batman.
No, I gotcha.
He's the Batman. But his family was, you know, rich at one point, but
So where is he?
That's a great question, and I guess he's with Celine, and you'll find out in 2 weeks, maybe. but Michael, I got a natural 20 perception check.
Fucking liar.
Plus 7, and so 27 critical success, please.
Damn.
You believe you have found the entrance that leads you further into the settlement.
I don't want to do that. I guess the only way out is in, gang.
This is so cool. It's an adventure.
That's true. We are in it now, as they say. Be very careful. Dahlia, are you good in a fight? I mean, sounds like you know how to take care of a few husbands.
I'm sorry. What are you insinuating?
Nothing.
You can call me Miss Woodford Blackwell Stovich Garrison, please.
Oh, the chute. That's why you can't go back, because of the chute.
Oh, he's a down thing, not going back up.
Yeah, only goes down.
Michael is gravity, just like you said.
I try to climb. It's like, it only goes down. You can't get up an up escalator. No one's done it before.
You just slip.
Whoa.
It's that bacon grease. It's covered in bacon grease now.
Why'd I do this?
If you wouldn't have put the bacon grease on, we could have just climbed back up.
Well, the problem is that Chuck got stuck on the way down, and so you had to grease him.
Did I do it with my big bottom? Shit, I clapped so loud I caused my second earthquake with my big yams. I don't have any spells to break this, and it sounds like it'd be more fun to go in.
Yeah.
Plus, part of why we're here is to kind of figure out what the deal is with the mine, and I'm glad we met you because we're gonna maybe flood it, but that felt like a really bad idea. We're just kind of figuring things out. We're not really used to this type of thing.
Yeah, you're pretty sure the Big PD was pretty sure the whole thing was gonna collapse if you didn't go take care of whatever was happening down here.
I relay that information to our new pal.
Well, wonderful. We should definitely find out what is going to collapse and address it accordingly.
But just in case things get bad, what my question does stand. Will you be fine? I mean, stand behind me for sure.
Oh, I had planned on it. I don't intend to die first, you see.
That's the ticket. Cool, whatever.
Do you want to die second or third?
Last would really be preferable.
Okay.
How dare you?
You can stand in the back, I guess.
This is Lucy. I don't know what her deal is, or what their deal is, I believe. They know more about the mine, but they don't tell us a lot. Do you, Lucy?
Well, Chuck, yes, it is they, them, and I don't know if I trust you specifically.
Lucy.
Yes.
I'm Dahlia Woodford Blackwell Stovich Garrison. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
I'd like to cast friends.
Uh-oh.
Cool.
What is that? Let's find out what that does.
We're gonna figure it out together, because I've never used this spell before. I usually don't like making friends in D&D.
You should read the spell text.
That's what I'm doing. For the duration, you have advantage on all charisma checks, blah, 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 creature prone to violence. Okay, it just happens. We're just friends. It just kind of fucking happens.
It's just that they'll know at the end.
Lucy, dear, is there anything else that you feel you should tell us about this cave system? I would hate for anything bad to happen, you see.
I assume we see her cast the magics, Michaels, tomorrow, or I guess this one, you probably wouldn't, right?
No.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't. Let's say no. I don't fucking know.
I want to think it's sneaky because the material component is just like a little bit of makeup is applied to the face. So I feel like I just like sort of reach out with a little bit of blush or rouge or whatever the hell it is that I'm wearing. And I just sort of like cup their chin. Lucy, darling.
Yeah, because it's somatic and material, so you don't have to say anything. But yeah, Diana, since magic's illegal, we're constantly being like, fuck, what would this look like? I've never had to think about this.
I'm rich, darling. Nothing is illegal for me.
Yeah, Lucy's like, I mean, most of my aunts are kind of pretty far from here, so I don't really have a lot. I don't really know that much about this particular area, and it doesn't really doesn't really matter.
I'm gonna lean in very close to Lucy. everything matters, Lucy. Every little detail. Is there anything you can think of? I want to try and persuade her to give up something, even if she thinks it's irrelevant.
Okay. And, like, just you just want to know some anything.
Just, I want to know about these minds. I want to know what Lucy knows about these minds. Even if they don't think that it's relevant, it might be.
Hmm.
It might be important.
You never know.
I mean, I just, like, there's a lot of magic down here because of the rocks. I can't personally cast magic, but I'm really good at working with the Theonite, so, you know, I'm good at making, like, magic items and stuff like that. I am gonna bring this mine down from the inside. Don't tell Chuck.
Well, he's right there, darling. You just told him yourself.
Yeah, I heard you.
Oh, that's I feel
you've told me that before.
I feel weird. I know, but we don't like to talk about it because you get all, I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm gonna arrest you.
Yeah, you get all arresty.
Well, I mean, it's not the worst idea, is it?
Right?
I mean, what on earth do we need with all this Theonite anyway? It seems like it's really just giving everyone access to magical things when really that should be reserved for a certain group.
Oh.
You think
that only certain people should have magic?
Well, those who can afford it, of course.
Oh.
A lot of the richer families are able to. Oh, look at that. My child was born with magic powers, and I think we know what's actually happening.
Oh, well, no. I don't mean that we're going to gatekeep the magic. That would be ridiculous. We're going to allow everyone access, and then perhaps just the fun magic, like ever-drinking chalices and things like that, you would have to purchase the rights to use them. It's all written out in my doctrine. I'll find it, and we can read through it together.
That'd be all right.
You can read, can't you?
What the fuck?
You got a doctorate? I totally also have a doctorate.
Really? Shall we compare sizes?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, mine's back at the tower, so I don't have it with me. It was too big to bring with me.
You know, I've heard that excuse at least 6 times. Anyway, this settlement, we should go and ruin the mine.
Yeah.
I have started walking. I've gotten angry.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
You notice what is clearly an entrance.
Okay.
There's a little tunnel and a door and there's an actual, there's a literal door down here.
Watch out! I wish we had not Screech, but Drop Bear, because I don't wish Screech was here for this door, but...
He'd probably run away anyway.
He'd probably go in like a tree and like...
Coward Screech.
Coward, I hate him.
I hope this conversation is happening out loud.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Every time we have a fight, he just runs away. You don't understand, Dahlia. It's so rude. He thinks that he's like, I don't know, just rich, and he gives you dollars. Screech bucks? Have you had one? And I give her a Screech buck.
It's like an American dollar with Screech's face on it.
It might have value. We don't know.
It's morphed a little bit as the campaign progressed, and I think we're all allowing it to take it up its own realism, you know?
This is not real money.
I knew it!
We've actually started using it in different ways in town, and it's supplemented.
I bound a wound with it.
That's nice.
I ground it into a paste. And surprisingly, it didn't taste that bad.
Stop eating that stuff.
I can't. I am addicted to it. I don't know what he put in it, but I just cannot stop eating it now.
You're actually not supposed to eat paste in general.
Why does it taste good?
Dungeon Master, do I get the sense that these two characters are mentally well right now? Like, am I concerned for my safety at this moment?
This is a great question. I will tell you that.
We're figuring that out.
Gosh, I mean, this feels very normal to me, so I guess it seems...
I can't stop eating paste.
So is it a drug? Do I snort? What is the purpose of this?
No, don't do any of that. It's we're not sure. He gives people a dollar whenever he doesn't want to answer a question, and it feels like he's giving us money, but then we slowly realized we can't spend it anywhere, but it still feels good to get a gift.
Yeah.
This is an old walk and talk, by the way. This is an old walk and talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'll treasure it forever. I sort of like fold up the Screech. I'm picturing like a shroot buck where he gets like it's a full piece of paper. I'm gonna just like fold it up and tuck it into my robes.
There's no wrong answer for what it looks like. You know? And that's true for you, audience member.
So do you go through the door?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I look at it, but I'm not gonna do a perception check because I want to get away.
Yeah. What's it made out of?
Wood.
What kind of wood?
Stop it. Pine.
Okay.
Three bleary-eyed knockers yell something unintelligible at you and rush towards you with weapons drawn. Roll initiative.
Oh, no. Shoot and crap.
Oh, shit, I rolled a good one. I got a 21.
8.
15. And I assume their eyes appear more uncool than our new best friends up the mine a ways.
I said bleary. But you're right. You look closer and they...
I'm so sleepy!
There's something up. Almost like they're not acting like themselves, even though you've never met them.
Mm-hmm. I do like the idea that we start using Screech Bucks just to like run a whole society, and then 20 years later there's nothing but like a whole country that's run on screech bucks.
That's your next campaign.
Yeah.
Okay. So these three, they have little swirlies in their eyes, these three knockers who come running at you.
Oh.
Diana, these are small. They're wearing little miner outfits. They're like 2.5 feet tall. Their faces look kind of like potatoes. But they've clearly put on little outfits that they've fashioned out of mostly garbage.
Wow, they're so cute, though. I don't want to kill them.
We don't have to kill them. We don't.
You don't.
That's true. I know.
This is who I am. Just accept it.
He fit right in, and I don't. Goodbye, everyone.
Rourke, you're up first.
I would like to cast Bardic Inspiration on Chuck.
Thank you.
And then I would like to pull out my rapier and try to stab. Ah. I want a kebab for dinner. 12 damage? Or 12 to hit?
That actually does hit.
Oh my god.
Hell yeah.
Surprising. Thank you, Michael, for being generous.
I was not being generous at all. I was just reading the thing.
Thank you.
And no judgment on my end. Good or bad.
Oh my god. Why did I do that? I totally thought I was playing a rogue for some reason, and I rolled sneak attack.
Screech gives you his sneak attack. It's fine.
Yeah. 8 damage. I was about ready to hit you with, like, 13 damage.
And sorry, what did you do to it? You stabbed it?
Yeah, I said, looks like we're having mushroom kebab for dinner, and I stab it.
Potato.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, that is my turn.
Okay. Lucy turns and fires her crossbow that you didn't know she had.
Hell yeah!
That's so cool.
One of the NPCs actually helping?
What?
They said it couldn't be done.
Well, I guess it only matters if she hits. If she doesn't hit, then is she really helping?
They.
Unless she's going to pull aggro.
Lucy's a day. That hits.
Woo! Get him, Lucy.
They actually hit something. Good job, but don't get cocky.
I won't. They blast one of the other ones. Chuck.
I rush forward and get all big like a bear and put my shield up. And I go, oh, I'm going to throw oil and light it on fire. And then I cast Words of Radiance. I need these three boys or whatever they are to make a constitution saving throw, Michael DeMauro.
Okay. I've got a range of scores here. The worst one is going to be a 6.
Okay. Wait, tell me the best one.
Best one is going to be 20.
I feel like you're going to have to tell me all of them now.
And the middle one is going to be a 19.
Wait, what? Fuck you. So one single one of them is burned as a light shoots from me. It's not oil, but I'm doing such a good job lying. They take 1d6 radiant damage. And for a grand total of 4 damage. They were all supposed to take it, but they didn't because you rolled so good.
I'm sorry.
So rude, Michael.
I said sorry. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. And that's all I'm going to do. I'll probably take a step to the right so that Miss Woodford Blackwell Stovich Garrison can not shoot me in the back.
I can never remember the second one.
So one of the knockers runs up to Chuck, and it's gonna swing its pickaxe at him. But then at the last minute, it drops it and tries to bite you.
What?
That is 20 to hit. 20 to hit.
What are you doing tonight? Yes, that does.
All right. Bites you for 4 points of damage. And then he tries to claw at you.
Ow, get him off me! 4 points, you said?
Yeah, 4 points of piercing.
Ow!
And then that's going to be like a 6 to hit your armor class, so...
Yeah, get out of here. I am flinging him so hard around that he can't get claw purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Get this thing off me!
Dahlia!
Wonderful! All right. I would like to target the creature currently latched on to Chuck.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Crown of Madness.
Ooh.
Okay.
So I need a wisdom saving throw.
Uh-oh.
These little potatoes don't seem very wise. I'm hopeful here.
No, they are not. Oh, that's a 7.
Great. So you fuck up. So you're going to see Dahlia sort of whisper an incantation into her palm and then blow a kiss in that direction. And a crown of thorns falls from the ceiling of this cavern onto the head of this creature that's latched onto you right now, Chuck.
Whoa. Jesus Christ. Oh, wait.
Its eyes still spirally, now kind of glow a little bit. So mechanically, on my subsequent turns, this little nugget has to use its action to attack one of the other potato people.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is it any, doesn't take damage or anything like that?
No, the charm target must use its action before moving on each of its turns to make a melee attack against a creature other than itself that you mentally choose.
Okay, cool. That's fun. Can you do anything else?
I don't know. We're going to find out. Who's closer to me, Chuck or Rourke?
They're probably about the same.
Great. I'll just kind of go up and tap Rourke on the shoulder and give her bardic inspiration and just say, "You're doing great, sweetie."
I'm doing great. Oh my god. Wow, is that what this feels like?
And then take a few steps like back, like I fully don't intend to die here.
I don't want to be in the splash zone.
Yeah, exactly.
One more of them is going to attack first Rourke.
No.
And also, it's going to lead with its teeth. That is going to be all of an 11 to hit.
Does not hit.
Still going to try to claw. Oh, that's so much better. 23.
That one does hit.
It slashes you with its like big crusty toenails.
Ew.
I know. And that's going to be 4 slashing damage.
Yeah, I know you said slashing, but like how much?
4.
For what?
Please stop. Please
for
stop.
For what?
Kill me. Nika.
Out of character. Nika, I love you so much. I just...
I really entered my like dad era of bad humor and I won't stop.
We can never play with hungover Nika again.
Okay. Yeah, you get slashed. For 1, 2, 3, 4 damage. And then the other one is it's eyeing Dahlia, but Chuck is just too imposing, so it attacks Chuck.
It's the bacon.
It's true. That's why they're all trying to bite you.
Stop biting my ass.
12 to hit your armor class. Is that
get out of here. I whap it with the one attached to me.
7.
Also misses. I'm sorry.
This day.
I have like my foot on one's face, my hand on another one, trying to like grab it away from Rourke.
Rourke, you're up.
Oh my god. Okay. I want to stab one of the ones that is on my papa.
Are you following your papa's lethal, non-lethal, or not?
No, this is attacking him in the face. I gotta stab it.
He knows not what he do.
Right now, all I see is someone trying to kill my father.
It's fair. I appreciate it. Tim appreciates it. Chuck probably appreciates it, too.
13.
That hits.
It's time to put a nail in this potato. I don't know if anyone does that whenever you bake them.
You got to.
Nails in the potato and then you bake it.
What?
You got to, like a big roof nail.
Like literal nails?
Yeah, you put really long nails and you just stick them in your potato and then maybe this is a weird country
you
thing.
You just stick them in your potato?
You're not fucking with us?
No, this is real. You take metal nails and you... It's clean mail, a nail. You only use it for your
potato.
Shut
the fuck up.
It's, you know, your potato nails.
And you stick it in there, and then whenever you bake it, the nail gets hot, so it increases the temperature in the center of the potato, causing it to bake on the inside as well, cutting
Holy
your baking time.
Holy shit. This is real.
Couldn't you just use a skewer?
Yeah. Well, no, because the nail, you get like a thick nail, like a decent-sized thick nail.
While shaving off a few minutes of the baking time is the potato's nail's main attraction, I was actually more impressed with the fluffy texture it seemed to help create. It may be the best result of a more thorough cooking process made possible by the nail.
Did what Nika write that?
Fuck. Yeah.
No.
This is Nika.com.
Oh,
Fuck, that's crazy.
I've always grown up with potatoes and nails. Okay, sorry. It's my turn. I skewer the potato man. Okay. With a 13.
Holy fuck. That's awesome.
Does that hits him?
Yeah.
Okay, let's roll that beautiful potato footage. Ooh, 9 damage.
You kill that little fucker.
He's a baked potato now.
Describe your killing of this thing.
I skewer him and I say, no, don't hurt my papa. And then I the way that it comes through is, I don't want to be too graphic, but it comes through the back of his head, and the end of my rapier comes like out, and it's like right in Chuck's face, so it's like very scary, but it also looks really cool.
This is probably the second time that if I had 3D glasses on, it would be more entertaining.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes. In the moment, this would absolutely, the audience gets that little brrr right coming at you.
Lucy fires another crossbow bolt.
Woohoo! Fuck him up.
Lucy has just murdered the second one. Chuck, you're up.
So what's up?
There's one knocker left.
I'm gonna bonk it on the head with my mace. Oh my god, I got another natural 20. Hell yeah, look at me. These dice usually don't roll good. Plus who knows what the fuck, it's over 12. So... that is 10 bludgeoning damage.
No, sorry. No, I know you have given me a blanket. It's not lethal statement.
Yes, and that maintains.
Okay. You knock it unconscious.
I knock her it unconscious.
You knock her it unconscious. This Tommy knocker has been Tommy knocked.
I can't stop thinking of the Tommy knockers in my head, and every time we say it.
Well, it's the same thing. That's you read Wikipedia.
Oh.
What it's from. In America, they call them Tommy knockers.
We're learning too much this episode.
It's potatoes and nails. It's been an adventure, guys.
Yeah, I guess since we've gotten older, our chaos energy is like, haven't you heard this interesting fact?
About potatoes.
Dahlia, immediately when these things are taken care of, she's going to just like clutch at her pearls and, you killed them, how vulgar.
I didn't kill, no, that one's fine. And I tie it up.
I can't do non-lethal damage from ranged.
Brutes.
That's why you shouldn't hang out with them. They are a bad influence on you.
It's not my fault.
Isn't this your daughter?
Lucy is not my daughter.
No, not them. Her.
Yes. Rourke is my daughter.
She stabbed right through the face. The little potato face!
And I'm blaming Lucy for that.
Oh, well,
I'm blaming Lucy for that because my daughter would never do anything wrong. She's a perfect angel.
And literally, you look over at Rourke and there is, I don't know where it came from, a sunbeam that is shining down onto her butterflies and...
Sorry, boss. As much as I'd like to take credit, I think you have more influence on her than I do.
It was attacking you, and I don't know what you wanted me to do. It was getting ready to bite your little face off.
I'm not yelling at you. You've never done anything wrong.
Okay.
Could I'd like to grab Rourke's arm and sort of like put it through the crook of mine and just pat it a little bit. Darling, you did what you had to do. I completely understand.
You're so cool.
You really need to kill them where no one else can see them. That's the proper methodology. No witnesses.
I was just thinking about this.
What are they saying? I don't like this.
I know that. Okay, so I know. I know we just met. And I mean this with the most respect. Are there dead bodies in the mine?
Well, there are now.
Okay, touche.
So unequivocally, yes.
Okay. But before that...
I don't... There might be.
Okay.
I haven't killed anyone down here, is all.
Okay.
To my knowledge, I suppose.
Well, okay. No... No one's gonna catch me. I don't have to go to...
It's odd that that's a comforting notion to you, the way that that was stated, but, you know, it's... You're just a darling little girl, aren't you?
I just don't want to go to jail. I haven't even started the revolution yet. And I don't know, maybe though if I go to jail, that could give me a little bit of street cred and then I could get more people to join up. I'm ready.
Oh, you don't need to go to jail to start the revolution. That's why I'm here, too.
Who are you?
You're here for the revolution?
Yes. Isn't that obvious? Look at me, I'm clearly a leader.
God damn it.
Nice.
She has a point. She looks like, I mean, who wouldn't join the revolution with someone cool like her?
You should really listen to your daughter.
No.
Yeah, Chuck.
Why do you want to do a revolution? You're rich. And can do magic.
Well, I want to keep being rich, and I don't do you didn't see any magic. The point is, I could probably profit off of this somehow long term. I don't have a husband right now. I'm sort of in between gigs, as it were.
Yeah. No, I get it. The top houses vie for treason all the time. It's fine with me. And I'm like leaning over the knocker, pouring water on his face and lightly slapping it.
Don't you think that's worse than if you just killed him? Waterboarding him seemed extreme.
I'm not waterboarding
him. He was clearly being mind control. It's not...
Wait.
Well, I want to see if he's still weirded out.
Well, he's going to be now, waking up with you lording over him. Oh, move out of the way.
Fine.
Could I just... the knocker, I'm gonna like... Do they have hair? Do these little potato people have hair?
Do they have weird potato vines?
Well, he's wearing a little helmet. He's got a little miner helmet on. So you can take that off and find out. We'll find out together.
I absolutely will remove the tiny little miner helmet.
Oh my god.
Yummy.
There's three very thick strands of hair.
Wonderful. I'm gonna start like... I'm just gonna like gently just stroke those three strands of very thick hair. Darling, it's time to wake up now. Can I tell if it's still possessed? Is this potato still possessed?
Roll insight.
Ooh, that's good.
19.
You get the sense that it has lost its, or it is no longer possessed. You feel like it has gained its faculties.
Can you speak?
Most of them don't speak common or whatever the fuck we say in this game language world.
What do they speak? Would we know that?
Knocker, I guess.
I don't know Knocker. Hello, I'm Dahlia Woodford Blackwell Stovich Garrison. It's so nice to meet you.
Rick.
Rick, it's a pleasure. That's a beautiful name. Can you show us how to get through here? I'm gonna try and like spread out my cape to hide the dead bodies of his comrades.
Rourke is behind the cape, burying it in a shallow grave.
Roll deception.
Okay. I get decent deception.
24 over here.
Hell yeah!
I rolled a 5 plus 5, so 10.
You have bardic inspiration still.
Oh fuck yeah!
Hey, thanks for remembering that, because I definitely do not.
Okay. I rolled a 1, so 11.
That's better.
It definitely does not listen to Rourke, but it is just, it's locked in. It's locked in to Dahlia. It seems to be completely transfixed.
Can you take us through?
Hello.
Lead the way, brave Rick.
Should I untie Rick?
You tied him. Yes, please.
He was crazed before. Huh?
You are a barbarian. Unhand our guide at once.
I feel like you're moving the goalpost. Sorry, Rick. Put my hands together, bow, hug myself. Thumbs up.
He hugs your leg.
Give him a screech buck.
Shake him off my leg. Stop.
He points at, there's a door on the south wall, which he points at.
Did the other knockers give us mushroom treats?
What?
Oh, just to bring along to munch on?
Yeah, you know, we're going deeper than we thought. They were eating delicious mushroom. And if they did, I want to give Rick some of my Lombus mushroom.
Odds or evens?
That sounds dirty.
I'm going to give you my mushroom. That does sound... Mushroom does... Yes. Let's go odds.
You have some mushroom treats.
Here, little Rick. Stay. Don't back here.
Does he like it? I can't tell. Is that a good noise or a bad noise?
Oh my god.
He eats the mushrooms. And then he points at the wall. There's a wall in the south door. And then he points at what appears to be an empty space of wall on the east wall. And he goes, and he shrugs at you.
What is it saying?
I think we go through there?
I guess. Okay, thanks.
No, Rick, that's a wall.
That's a mark on that.
I don't think he understands me.
Can I investigate the wall, Michael? And I know I said investigate. I mean perception. Can I percept the wall?
I think you have to investigate the wall, unless you're listening at it. Or
can I persuade the wall?
I'd like to perform for the wall.
13.
It's you note that there seems to be a sort of shiny area on the ground in front of the this wall, that is this blank wall, leading you to believe that traffic goes through there, yet somehow there's a wall here.
I got this. This is a classic movable wall situation. I don't know, fucking push here. And I push at a random spot. Maybe based off my intelligence, maybe not. I'm not too sure.
You're just pushing on an empty space and wall. And but your friend comes over and he goes, and he moves your hand down about 4 inches, and then you push and the wall slides open.
That's my second guess. Well, thank you, Rick. Two thumbs up, and I put my hand out to get daps.
He pounds it out with you.
Yeah, yes! I love you. You're the only one that respects me.
There's a little 15-foot hallway in here.
I go through it.
Same.
Should we wait and see if he comes back first? Alright, we're all going together then. I understand. It's...
Yeah. Yeah. Feels good. Feels good just to go.
And I think that's a great place for us to end our episodes. Is that cool?
Okay. Yeah. I need more gin and tonic and a snack so I don't get drunk.
Whoa. Just don't get a rum.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Diana, for being here.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me join you on your adventures.
We have one set of, I guess, like coupon code, gift card, whatever you want to say it, of beautiful Die Hard dice for those of you in chat. Hashtag 30 to win. You have a few more seconds. Thank you so much to Die Hard Dice for giving the codes to us. And again, Diana, thank you so much for your tenure there. Super excited to see what is next for you, and wishing you the world's best luck and all that good shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm thinking I'm just going to become Dahlia. I'm just going to start marrying rich and killing my husbands.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay. So, yeah, if there's any rich
call me.
Guys out there, you know.
There's a few of you.
Say what's up.
I'm going to go. I'll be on Craigslist in the Missed Connections.
Seeking a weak, rich man in a house filled with stairs and poor wiring.
If you have a heart condition already, that's preferred. You get priority that way.
Congratulations to Monkey Havokin, you are the Die Hard Dice Ooh. Money Code Woo! Winner. All of those of you out there, remember to use the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark to get 15% off your entire order. Little Casey comes to us.
Thank you, everybody, so much. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekling Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. And I am at Thrifty Nerd. And you can, of course, also go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/thriftycrafting. You can join the other illustrious 736 Whoa. Subscribers.
Whoa.
Every week it gets bigger.
Most of those coming from dear internet.
That's again, weird. You said, yeah. Okay, no point.
So yeah, check that out. And I'm my next video, I think, is going to be our mascot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I've been recording it. So,
we are getting dangerously close to 1,000.
Yeah.
You have to do something. What are you going to do? We actually don't have to say that now, but
no,
soon.
Well, because there's actually another metric which is much harder to hit, but yeah, we don't need to talk about that one.
100,000. I got to get my play button in the mail.
It's a number of hours. They need you to have like 1 billion hours.
Holy shit.
Of watch. Not 1 billion, but a lot.
Just get a server farm to do it.
And then you could make what, like 10 cents per 100,000 views?
Ching ching.
Boom.
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. I also do an advice podcast with Michael where we go through the internet's wildest questions and give us our only perfect advice called Dear Internet. And my wife, Jennifer, and I just started, I guess like several weeks ago, a Left Behind podcast where we go through the Left Behind series and kind of dissect it and how it still unfortunately has ramifications today. Also, Nika and I and a buddy rebooted Cast of Thrones.
Yeah.
We loaded that crossbow bolt with a piss bullet and shot it in his fucking head. And we're back, baby, for House of the Dragon. But we like House of the Dragon, so it works out.
Yeah, we love Hot D. That's what we're calling it.
Hot D. Yeah, Hot D is pretty good. We're sad that four of the characters are going to be, or four of the actors are going to be replaced soon. But we like that the show is good. There's a time jump. I think one's next episode from the trailer, but I shouldn't say that.
Whoa, I'm so excited.
And on the next Dear Internet, I have got a story I'm going to tell about my trip to Toronto last weekend. It involves skunks and dogs and phones falling out of cars in the middle of the forest. And it's so exciting. It's such an exciting story. You have to tune into Dear Internet.
I'm going to have to listen.
I'm so excited to hear it.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. You can find all of my links, which have special spicy sites and just other things. If you want to, I don't know, talk to me, send me a coffee, whatever. Who cares? Who cares? Whatever you want to do, there's a link to do it.
You do you.
Yeah.
You do you.
You can find Mike Bachman at The Mike Bachman. You can find Jennifer Cheek at Jennifer Cheek. Diana, yet again, give us all your pluggables.
Yes.
Thank you so much, dear listeners. Follow these pluggables.
You can find me on Twitter at D'Amico Diana. That's D'Amico Diana. I post about everything there, but I have a couple writing projects that are about to be released, including my first self-published RPG called Robits.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're back with The Nightlife on the 14th of September. I have no idea when this is coming out on podcast, but over on Renegade, we just had our mid-season finale for season 2 of The Nightlife. It's heating up in Miami. Pardon the pun. And then there's all kinds of cool vampire and World of Darkness stuff that's coming for Play Renegade, but I'll announce all that on Twitter. So follow me there. And thank you guys so much for having me. This was a wonderful time.
It was so fun. Oh, thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.